Let us pray. Holy Lord, may the world towards the beginning of the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Now this is the first one, the older one. This isn't the newer one with Johnny Depp. The children and their parents have begun the tour of the factory, and they are in that large room that looks like the outdoors. There's grass, there's trees, there's flowers, and there's a river. Except in the case of this room, the flowers are made of candy, the grass is candy, the trees are candy, and the river is chocolate. And while they're going around gorging themselves on all this wonderful candy, Willie sings the song, Pure Imagination. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we will see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There's no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. I thought of that song as I read the three passages for today, because all of the three of them talk in some way about imagination. Or they call us to use our imagination. Isaiah talks about the mountain of the Lord. Remember these words, on this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all their faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from the earth. For the Lord has spoken. And then we heard in the book of Revelation of the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. The home of God will be among God's people. Imagination. In the Gospel of John, Jesus talks to Martha. This comes before our passage for today, but I think it also echoes what Jesus tells Mary after what she basically says the same thing to Jesus. If you'd been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Can you imagine this? We live in a day and age where imagination is difficult for people. We live in a time of reality TV shows and realistic video games, and people have trouble imagining. Last week I talked about how seeing is not always believing. But this is kind of true about imagination as well. We've lost, like Willy Wonka's song, we've lost the ability to look around us and see paradise. To see something that's there, but not there. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. At least for those with imagination. And do you remember Jesus saying, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move mountains? That's pure imagination. Imagination that can become a reality. When I say imagination, I'm not talking about things we just imagine and they never happen, or La La Land. But I'm talking about the imagination that precludes something coming out of it. People who imagine God's vision for the world, the New Jerusalem, they use this imagination. The Reverend Dr. Barbara Brown Taylor puts it this way. We are all dreamers. But dreamers have fallen upon hard times. We belong to a people whose sense of reality is much more limited. We have been schooled in science and philosophy. We have learned to trust that what we can handle and prove. We have been taught to think, not to dream. And we have lived long enough to watch many of our dreams die hard. Only saints and children still believe their dreams will come true. The rest of us are adults who know the difference between fact and fantasy. Yes, I know, we have to live in a real world. But our dreams have the power to transform that real world, or at least our small part of it. And that's what the saints show us. The saints have been those people who use their imagination to transform us in large and small ways. Because they saw something else that could be in us or in the world around us. We honor the saints of our past and present lives when we imagine a different way things can be for us and for others. To do that, though, we have to connect with stories like the ones we heard in our scriptures today. We have to connect with the New Jerusalem coming down. We have to connect with all people sitting together and eating the same wonderful food. We have to connect with the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. We have to be in touch with the one who gave the power to dream and imagine, or imagination, to the saints of the past and present. God found in the true and the metaphorical stories in the Bible gives us the power and the courage to imagine today, just as God did to those saints in our lives. Can we imagine with them? Will we take the time to imagine? Imagination takes time. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There's no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Can you imagine? Can you see paradise around you? Can you imagine something better for yourself and for other people? Amen.